This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're going to be talking with Debbie Matinopoulos we're just trying to line her up. But she's actually a two-time Emmy nominee, and she was a journalist and a talk show host for more than a decade. And she started out on The View as the youngest person in daytime history to hold a permanent co-host position on the television line. And then she joined E!, the network family, and started doing ET and Insider events. So she's going to be coming on the show with us in a minute or two. We had Dan Riesch on before the break, and he was talking about some of the things for cold and flu. One of the other things that he really didn't mention was oregano oil. A lot of people using oregano oil this time of year because it really does seem to help with infections. I just had somebody the other day telling me how they started taking oregano oil and one drop a day during the winter and never got any colds or flu. Another thing that's really making a comeback is cod liver oil as well. A lot of people finding that cod liver oil is a good source of vitamin D. So, your mom might have given it to you as a kid. But the research is actually showing that cod liver oil does really work. And you can get cod liver oil in capsules nowadays and some flavors as well as... being able to get it into your system that way. But one of the trends in that cod liver oil is that they're fermenting it. So you're getting a Norwegian cod liver oil and they're fermenting it for quite a while. And then what's happening is they're finding that that's really boosting up the immune system. And I guess the idea is that that's how people used to keep it. In Norway and Scandinavia is that they used to take the cod and they put it in a bucket and then they, in a big bin and then they bury it and it actually would ferment. And so all the excipients would come out, but they found that it was really good for boosting the immune system as well. So we're seeing that in terms of colds and flus and fighting colds and flus, the fact that cod liver oil is one of those things. I mentioned oregano oil. Vitamin C is definitely making a comeback. But one of the things we're seeing with vitamin C is that we're getting a lot of food-based vitamins. You're going to see a lot more food-based vitamins on the shelves in the next little while. So... one of the things with vitamin C is that you're seeing things like Camu C or elderberry type vitamin C. And I guess they are boosting up, they boost up the immune system a lot better than, perhaps just the straight ascorbic acid. And so those are some of the things that are working for the colds and flus. Some of the other trends that you're seeing in... in the health food industry for colds and flus is the fact that echinacea, or there's a product called Echinamide, which I think we had a guest on talking about a few weeks ago, but they're mixing echinacea with some other herbs that including eucalyptus, which really are good for fighting colds and flus. And you kind of suck on these things and burst them in your mouth, and it kind of gives you a flavorful of echinacea, but it tastes great. So that's helping with boosting the immune system as well. Dan Riesch was talking about some of the things for asthma, and what we're seeing in that area is that a lot of people are moving towards teas. There are quite a few capsules, there are quite a few products that really do work. Natural Factors is a great one that we've had a lot of customers get good results with, called Lung Bronchial Sinus, which really helps boost up the lung capacity and help breathing issues. And over the years, I've had a number of customers come in and say that they were even able to come off their puffers with this product because it really helps with lung capacity. So something like that. But there are some teas, like traditional medicinal makes a great tea that for helping with breathe, I think it's called Breathe Easy. So that really works to open up the airways and help get rid of phlegm so that people can breathe easier. We had a guest talking about cancer a couple of weeks ago and had a lot of comments on that, about that show. And he was talking about Dr. Virginia Wheeler, who was a researcher at the Sloan Kettering Institute in the States. And what happened was this woman discovered that you could create a vaccine from the cancer cell itself. It was specific to the body, and it would boost the immune system so that the person could recognize their own cells and then fight off the cancer as a threat, whereas it couldn't, you know, the cancer couldn't be seen before. So what this Dr. Virginia Wheeler was doing was working with with these vaccines that were individualized and creating these vaccines so that they would fight the cancer itself. And in the book, the author was telling us that these were actually working. And so there is a clinic down in the States. It's not a clinic, actually. It's a pharmacy, or it's a lab, actually, where the guy can make these vaccines. So if you need to, if you're interested in that, you need to go listen to the show on our website, click on the link, or you can send me an email and I'll fire you off the information on that as well. I want to talk a little bit about some of the guests that we have coming up in the next couple of weeks, because we do have some interesting guests. Next week we're going to be talking with Lenka is going to be coming into the studio here, and she's going to be talking about whole food, and she's going to be talking about some of the things that some of the ways that food really help the body and help boost up the immune system and help help people get over illnesses, help people stay healthy, and all using food, no supplements. We're also going to be talking with Kathy Mondetta next week as well, and then in the following week we're going to be talking with Dr. Marita, and she's always interesting. She will be talking about hormone health and talking about women's health and some of the things, especially this time of year, that women are going through, that and some of the solutions that will make a difference in your life. We'll also be talking fairly soon with Cheryl Myers. She's an expert in glutathione power, or glutathione, which is an amino acid. And I think she's got a book out called Glutathione Power. So we're going to be talking with her, and she's going to be telling us how glutathione, the amino acid, can really make a difference in terms of fighting certain diseases. And then on December 15th, which will probably be our last show for this year, we'll be talking with Bruce Wild, and he'll be talking about some of the things you can do just over the winter, just to ensure that you don't have the winter blues, and some of the things that help fight depression this year. Earlier we were talking with Dan Reich, and he was saying about how vitamin D is good for boosting the immune system. But one of the other things is that this time of year, we get a lot of people that are suffering from depression or SAD, and vitamin D has been shown in a lot of studies to really help people get over that depression and feel better, especially, with the shorter days. So if, you're one of the people that feels a little under the weather this time of year, you might want to consider taking, supplementing with vitamin D. And like I said, the cod liver oil can do that as well, can really help give you that boost of vitamin D as well as boost your immune system. So, you can feel better. But also, in terms of depression, there's quite a bit of research out there to show that if you get out there and do some exercise, do some walking, it doesn't have to be hard exercise, but get out there, walk the dog for 15, 30 minutes a day. It can make a big difference. Also, if you have a gym nearby, getting on the bikes, or simply, trying out some of those weight machines that you haven't done. They can really make a big difference in terms of, you know, how you feel throughout the winter. I took up skate skiing a couple of years ago, and that really made a big difference for me in terms of making the winter get shorter and boost my mental health. But we're going to take a quick break. We're still trying to track down Debbie Matinopoulos, and when we do, we'll be right back.